Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. You're going to be glad you came around because our good buddy Tom Asacker is back with us. Tom is one of our top branding experts, and actually he's the guy that helps us look out into the marketplace and see where we should be going as well as anybody that I know. He's got a new book out called A Little Less Conversation, Connecting with Customers in a Noisy World. He's our good buddy, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. Tom, this is not my first goat roping. This is my seventh recession to be in, my second downturn. As you know, the last two were pretty wimpy ones, but this one's going to rank up there with the ones in the mid-70s. You're not old enough to remember that one probably, but I certainly do. And I'll tell you, maybe even on close to the ones in the first part of the 80s. But one of the things that it seems to me, Tom, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this, it seems to me that our brands are coming under increased pressure this year. And when I say our brands, folks, I'm not talking about our logos. I'm talking about the identity of our company, of what we offer. Whenever somebody thinks about whatever we sell, that ding, the ding in branding that goes off in their head that makes them think about us, it seems to me, Tom, that our brand, the way we think about our brands, the way we want the marketplace to think about us, the way we become comfortable with the paradigm that we view our brands through, it seems to me that that's under a lot of pressure right now. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and it's because of the nature of how consumers, human beings are making decisions. But this has been coming. I mean, we've been talking about this for years, that there were way too many boats out in the harbor. You know, and that they were going to start bumping into each other. Now, not only did they start bumping into each other, but the water level started to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are today. There's just way too much choice out there. And the problem with most businesses is they haven't really come to terms with the fact that if they're not really different in a way that signals value to people, that all the old methods that they use to try to attract people and retain people simply don't work anymore in this type of environment.
Yeah, it seems one of the things I've been saying for a while now, Tom, and perhaps you've said it on this show before too, is that the way you're going to be successful in 09, for example, is going to look quite a bit different from what you did to be successful in 08. Now, that doesn't mean that if you sold shoelaces in 08, that you can't sell shoelaces in 09. It just means that you're going to be doing it. You're going to be selling them differently. You're going to be delivering them differently. You're not just going to be dropping off those shoelaces. You're going to be putting them in the shoes for your clients and lacing them up for them, or whatever it might take. Whatever it takes.
That's exactly right. I mean, one of the world's great philosophers, 20th century American philosopher Yogi Berra, he once said. He said, the future ain't what it used to be. And in essence, there's a lot of wisdom in what he's saying. I mean, what he's saying essentially is the way we used to get ahead in the past was look at what worked and model that behavior, right? We call that benchmarking and best practices in the corporate world. He's saying you can't do that anymore because the future is changing too rapidly. It ain't what it used to be. So you've got to be in the marketplace, understanding people. Get out there, get out from behind your desk, start working with your customers, with the people that you want as customers, and start adding value to their lives in a creative, in a differentiated way. And then you can draw them towards you if you do that. Mm-hmm. But to just use the same worn-out methods that everybody else is doing and hoping that things are going to be changed, I think somebody once said that that's the definition of insanity.
Right.
Doing the same thing over and over and hoping for different results.
Well, one of the things that, of course, I've been saying for a decade now is that change is not any different than it always has been. A computer is just a fancy wheel. What I've said, what is different, and folks, you know, I've been warning you about this for a long time. What is different about change is the velocity. The velocity of change is what's taking everybody's breath away, Tom, in the last 10 or 15 years. It's not that things are changing. We've dealt with change, you know, through the entire history of society, of humanity, but the velocity is moving so fast now that of change. That's what's taking everybody's breath away. And the other thing, Tom, and you know, I've talked about this before, and you've heard me say this, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. What do you think, Tom?
That's perfect. I mean, because in essence, I think it was Robert McKee, who is a great screenwriter, and he teaches screenwriting. He once said, or was a movie critic, once said that a movie's not what it's about, it's how it's about it. So when you say to somebody, I just saw a boxing movie, that's what it's about, boxing. How it's about it, how you bring that to life, whether it's Ali, whether it's Rocky,
right.
Raging Bull, how you do that today is the difference between success and failure. I mean, look at animated movies.
Right,
we've moved into totally.
I love those things, by the way.
The best
movies I've seen lately are those animated movies.
I know, but if you look at what Pixar did, they didn't change the what of storytelling; they changed the how of how those stories were delivered to people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing with everybody out there with their businesses, small business or large. It's not that you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, you're a coffee store. How do you bring that to life creatively for your audience? Not the what. The what is the what. It's the how, like you said.
And that's what we're going to talk about this some more when we come back after these messages, folks. If you're stuck in a rut, if you feel like you're a deer in the headlights right now in the marketplace, you know, think about some of these things, and we're gonna help you out a little bit more when we come back after these messages. And folks, Tom and I are facing these same things. We're small business owners too. We're working through this ourselves, just like you are. 20 after, stay with us.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
The Drifters, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. One of the classic from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it. I think you'll like it. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. We update that just about every weekday. And something there will be there for you. And also, you know, when you show up, folks, if you've got 15 seconds or 15 minutes, we've got something on either end of that and everything in between. We've got things you can read in 15 seconds. Actually, we've got some stuff you can read in 5 seconds and some stuff you can read in 3 minutes, some stuff you can listen to in 1 minute or 15 minutes. So I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom Masacker is with us. He's all over our websites. Oh, by the way, don't forget my knowledge base is also there, the AskJim.biz knowledge base, where you get small business answers. Now, Tom has been deposited many pearls of wisdom with us over the years. Tom, give us your website, too, please.
It's A Clear Eye, ACLEARUYE .com.
ACLEARUYE.com. They can find all your books there, too, including the new one, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
A little,
links, and there's articles, and there's all kinds of stuff there.
A Little Less Conversation. So check that out, folks, is the new book. Tom, I think that what happens to us sometimes, and we all like this, is we've got this thing that we know and that we love. Joel Barker would call it our paradigm for the way we think we ought to do business, the way we've done business in the past. We've gotten comfortable with this. We've gotten comfortable, even if it's something that we've learned in the last year or two, it currently is the way we feel comfortable doing business, talking to customers, delivering products, pricing our products, whatever it might be. We've come up with this paradigm. We've gotten comfortable with it. And that attitude, that comfort level, gripping that thing, whatever it is, too tightly, could be the end of us. What do you think?
That is what prevents all movement forward, is this fear of what the future is going to bring. Not the fear of change, but the fear of the unknown prevents us from moving out of this. You know, that's that whole metaphor, you know, get outside the box and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are more bigger creatures of habit than we even understand. I mean, we do close to 50% of what we do every day is done at the same time in the same place. We just don't realize that. Sometimes that's why we need crisis to change us. And I think what you're going to see, and it's been the case in all of the previous recessions that you've discussed, most of the greatest innovations come out of recessionary times.
That's right. I've said this before, Tom, is whenever I've been up against it the worst has been when I've been the most creative. And somebody else on my show, another Brain Trust member, I'm trying to remember who said it, came on the show and said, don't waste this crisis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because what it does is it lights a fire, you know, within you and under you, and you have to move. That's why writers, you know, and I write, that's why writers love deadlines.
Right.
Because it puts pressure on you, you know, to create. Otherwise, you just sit around and you do the same old thing, whatever that same old thing happens to be. So, yeah, it's important to really take a look at where the market's evolving, what people look at as value, and then start making that move towards that way. I mean, I'll give you a perfect metaphor, and people are going to think I'm crazy, but I just saw this guy, Jason Belmonte, I think his name is. I saw it, somebody sent me a YouTube link. This guy bowls, 10-pin bowling, with two hands on the ball. He throws it with two hands.
Huh.
He doesn't put his fingers in the hole, and it's not a requirement in bowling that you do.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and in 20 years, we'll have another conversation. You can call me. In 20 years, everybody's going to be bowling with two hands.
No holes. No holes in the balls. It won't, bowling ball won't even put any holes in it.
Well, there may be holes, but people won't be... Yeah, there won't be any holes because nobody will be putting their fingers in it.
The bowling ball drilling industry will be dead. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is, are you going to be one of the people that picks up the ball and figures out what this guy's doing now? Or are you going to wait 20 years to make the change?
If that's a better way, right.
And you know what? And he's demonstrating that it is a better way.
Mm-hmm.
By the actual movement of the ball, the rotation, the speed, all the things that you need. And that's what I'm saying about the marketplace. Look at what works in the marketplace, what people see as valuable.
And I'm gonna hazard the guess that something happened. He's a bowler. He was a conventional bowler at one point in time. And something happened that caused him to not be able to put his fingers in the holes. And through that adversity, through that crisis, he came up with a better way.
There you go.
Don't waste this crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Don't look at this as you know, a reason to curl up and wait for things to get better. Things are not going to get better anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The interesting thing is, everybody is retrenching. So you can stand out just by being the person who does something differently.
Right.
It's a perfect time to stand out when everybody else is standing back.
If you hold on too tight, ladies and gentlemen, we're not saying turn loose of what you've been doing. Just be careful. Ask yourself this question. Ask others. Ask your employees. Ask your customers. Ask your family. Ask your friends. Am I holding on too tight? Tom Asacker, give us a website one more time.
AClearEye.com.
AClearEye.com. Folks, the new book is called A Little Less Conversation. Whatever Tom does is top shelf. Hey, Tom, I've enjoyed this. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jimmy.
We'll see you next time. Tom Asacker, folks. Asacker. He's the best. Quick break. Stay back. Stay with me. I'll be right back after these messages. Just you and me on the other side of the message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.